Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Zvachim, Daf Tes Zayin, the second perek called Zvachim Shekipu Daman. This perek has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refua Shleima for Alter Ben Zi and Wolf Ben Zipora, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refua Shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara provides three sources that a voter performed by a czar is invalidated. Levi Darshan, the Yenazim Mekadshim Bnei Israel, and they, the Kohanim, shall separate themselves from the holies of Bnei Israel, and they shall not profane, hinting that Bnei Israel, meaning non-Kohanim, should separate themselves from performing avodah and invalidate avodah they perform. Rabbi Shmuel says that if a balmum who can eat kadshim meat invalidates avodah he performs, then certainly a czar who cannot eat kadshim invalidates avodah. Although the disqualification of a balmum uniquely applies also to a carbon itself, he ultimately says that Onain demonstrates otherwise, and although Onain is uniquely prohibited from eating miser, atzad shava, a common factor is, shumuzharin vim avdu chivulu, that they are warned not to perform avoda, and if they did avoda, they invalidate it, so the same applies to a czar. Rav Masharshia derives czar from Yoshev, one sitting while performing avoda, who may eat kachim but invalidates avoda he performs. Although Yoshev is uniquely disqualified from testifying, a Talmud Chacham may testify while sitting, even if we consider the general category of Yoshev stricter, because most people cannot testify while sitting, a tzad shava can be derived from Yoshev and one of the previous cases. Point number two, the Gemara provides four sources that an onain invalidates a voda. Number one, the Torah tells a Kohen Gadol, if a close relative dies, mina mikdash lo yetze vo yechalel, he need not leave the mikdash and he shall not profane, implying ha'acher shol yatza chilo, but someone else, a Kohen Hediot, who did not leave, but performed a voda, invalidates it. Number two, Rabbi Elazar says that when the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned on the day Nadav and Avihu died, Aaron said to Moshe, "En hikrivu, did they, Elazar and Itamar, sacrifice it while they were onaning for their brothers?" "No, ani krafti, I sacrificed it." And a Kohen Gadol brings Karbanis as an onen, Mikol di'in inhu akriv shapi istruf. This defense implies that had they sacrificed it, it was proper that the chatos was burned because a carbon brought by an onen is invalid. Number three, a brisa where Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva derives onain from a tzad shava between a balmum, zar, and a tame, all of which are prohibited from a voda and invalidate a voda they perform. And number four, Rabbi Sharshia derives onain from Yoshev, one sitting while performing a voda the same way he did earlier regarding a zar. And point number three, Rava said that an onain's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon, of a bakarbon sipur maratze, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance based on a kavachomer from tuma. If tuma, for which no exception is made for Kohen Gadol regarding a carbon yachid, yet a carbon sipur may be offered by a Kohen Hediot in a state of tuma, then a ninus, which is permitted for a Kohen Gadol for even a carbon yachid, certainly would be excluded from its disqualification for a carbon sipur. This Kal v'chomer is based on three suppositions of the laws in the previous cases. Rava Bar Yulai argued that every one of these laws can be questioned based on restructuring the Kal v'chomer. Therefore, he concludes, El Eikel L'mifra Chachi V'Eikel L'mifra Chachi. Rather, it's possible to ask a Kal v'chomer this way, and it's possible to ask a Kal v'chomer that way, leading to contradictory laws. Instead, Kol Chad V'Chad Tikku B'Dukse. Every one of these laws should remain in its place. How it would apply without a Kal v'chomer, and no Kal v'chomer should be made. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara provides three sources that a voda performed by a czar is invalidated. Levi Darshan, the Yenazim Mekadshim Bnei Israel, and they, the Kohanim, shall separate themselves from the holies of Bnei Israel, and they shall not profane, hinting that Bnei Israel, meaning non-Kohanim, should separate themselves from performing a voda and invalidate a voda they perform. Rabbi Shmuel says that if a balmum who can eat kadshim meat invalidates avoda he performs, then certainly a czar who cannot eat kadshim invalidates avoda. Although the disqualification of a balmum uniquely applies also to a carbon itself, he ultimately says that onain demonstrates otherwise, and although onain is uniquely prohibited from eating miser, atzad shava, a common factor is, shumuzharin vim avdu chivulu, that they are warned not to perform avoda, and if they did avoda, they invalidate it, so the same applies to a czar. Rav Masharshia derives czar from Yoshev, one sitting while performing avoda, who may eat kachim but invalidates avoda he performs. Although Yoshev is uniquely disqualified from testifying, a Talmud Chacham may testify while sitting, even if we consider the general category of Yoshev stricter, because most people cannot testify while sitting, a tzad shava can be derived from Yoshev and one of the previous cases. Point number two, the Gemara provides four sources that an onein invalidates a vota. Number one, the Torah tells a Kohen Gadol, if a close relative dies, mina mikdash lo yetze vo yechalel, he need not leave the mikdash and he shall not profane, implying ha'acher shel yatza chilel, but someone else, a Kohen Hediot, who did not leave but performed a vota, invalidates it. Number two, Rabbi Elazar says that when the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned on the day Nadavan Avihu died, Aaron said to Moshe, "En hikrivu, did they, Elazar and Itamar, sacrifice it while they were onaning for their brothers?" "No, ani krafti, I sacrificed it." And a Kohen Gadol brings Karbanis as an onen, Mikol di'in inhu akriv shapi istruf. This defense implies that had they sacrificed it, it was proper that the chatos was burned because a carbon brought by an onen is invalid. Number three, a brisa where Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva derives onein from a tzadah shava between a balmum, zar, and a tameh, all of which are prohibited from a voda and invalidate a voda they perform. And number four, Rabbi Sharshia derives onein from yoshev, one sitting while performing a voda, the same way he did earlier regarding a zar. And point number three, Rava said that an onein's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon of a bakarbon sibur maratze, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance based on a kal vachomer from tuma. If tuma, for which no exception is made for kohen gadol regarding a carbon yachid, yet a carbon sibur may be offered by a kohen hediot in a state of tuma, then a ninus, which is permitted for a kohen gadol for even a carbon yachid, certainly would be excluded from its disqualification for a carbon sibur. This kal vachomer is based on three suppositions of the laws in the previous cases. Rav Bar Yui argued that every one of these laws can be questioned based on restructuring the kal vachomer. Therefore, he concludes, rather, it's possible to ask a kal vachomer this way, and it's possible to ask a kal vachomer that way, leading to contradictory laws. And instead, every one of these laws should remain in its place, how it would apply without a kal vachomer, and no kal vachomer should be made. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tes zayin, and our standard siman is toes, but to make the siman more distinct, we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the czar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechulal flags, another judge was about to wave a mechulal flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onein acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered, it's a carbon sibur. Once again, in slow motion. When the czar acrobat with big toes, that must be on daf. Tez Zion. When the czar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda and a judge waved three mechulal flags, which reminds us the Gemara provides three sources that a avoda performed by a czar is invalidated. So when the czar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda and a judge waved three mechulal flags, another judge was about to wave a mechulal flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onein acrobat, which reminds us the Gemara provides four sources that an onein invalidates avoda. So when the czar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechulal flags, another judge was about to wave a mechulal flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onein acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered, it's a carbon sibur, which reminds us, Rava said that an onein's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon of a bakarbon sibur maratze, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance. So once again, when the czar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda and a judge waved three mechulal flags, another judge was about to wave a mechulal flag when he saw he handed the jug to an onein acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered, it's a carbon sibur. All right, so now it's time for four balabak hazara. Daf Yud Beis. So the siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Well, some of the 12 brothers, that must move around Daf Yud Beis. While some of the 12 brothers designate a carbon pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Lila love Mechuzer Zman, which reminds us, even if a carbon pesach was designated the night before Lila in Mechuzer Zman, a designation at night, when it would be fit the next day, is not considered premature because a drush implies that an animal designated on its eighth night is valid, although it cannot be sacrificed until its eighth day. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Lila loved Mechuser's man, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said about an animal owned by partners, that if one partner was makdish his half, and then purchased the other half and was makdish it as well, kedushah in a kreva, it is hektish but cannot be brought as a carbon, since when its first half was designated, it was not fit for sacrifice. Three principles emerge from this ruling. Number one, Balei Chaim Nidchim, living creatures can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Number two, dichwi meikara habi dichwi, Kafui. A rejection from the outset of becoming hektish is considered a rejection. Number three, yesh dichui bedamim. There is a law of rejection even for something with only monetary kedusha, such as this animal, which is only partially hektish, even though it did not have kedusha's aguf, physical sanctity. So, while some of the 12 brothers designated a carbon Pesach the night before Yantav, which isn't a problem since Laila Lav Mechuzer's Man, other brothers were playing the Balei Chaim Nidchim game, recalling the three main principles, as two brothers dress up as a Mumra and Shota argued over who had a greater Chiddush. By Dichui, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if one designated a Chattas, Behemir Das Mechazer Bo, then rebelled against his religion, but later repented, Oyova Nidche Yidche, since the carbon was rejected while he was a Mumer, it remains rejected even after he repented. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that if one designated a carbon, V'nishtate V'chazim Nishtapa, and he became insane but later regained his sanity, since the carbon was disqualified while he was a Shota, it remains disqualified even afterwards. The Gemara presents the Chiddush for each ruling. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the bar mitzvah boy, that must be our Daf Yud Gimel. When the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of Hiluch, bringing the blood, Shelo Lishma, invalidates, since it can be avoided if one does Shechita right next to the Mizbeach. So when the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow. Which reminds the Gemara discusses that Pigo is made with avodos which are ma'akev and with intentions for achilos, consumptions, which are chutz lezmano. So when the bar mitzvah boy went on and on demonstrating how he could avoid Hiluch by doing Kabbalah next to the Mizbeach, his friends got so hungry they imagined all the things that they and the Mizbeach would eat tomorrow, while one of them had his finger in a cup of red liquid, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dipping one's finger into the blood of a chattis pnimis, an inner chattis, to apply it in the requisite places. Two Amoraim separately reported hearing that tevilas etzba mefagelas b'chattis pnimis, dipping one's finger into the blood with pigel intent, causes an inner chattis to become pigel. Daf Tezvav, so the similar Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl, that must be more Daf Tezvav, tu b'shvat, fruit bowl. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asked on the previous daf, halacha shlo beregel shma halacha, is bringing blood closer to the Mizbeach, not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not? After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, it is not considered halacha. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a czar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbeach and then give it to a Kohen to do halach with it again, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a czar brought the blood closer and then a Kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Yannai disputed status. One party holds that it is valid because it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbeach instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a czar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbeach and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psuim sat outside in a bleacher, upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda, which reminds us, the second parak begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbalah Sadam, or Halacha, or Zrika, the avoda is invalid. The eight people are a Zar, an Onain, a Tful Yom, Mechuser Kippurim, Mechuser Begadim, Shul Rachas Yadam Raglaim, an Aral, and a Tame. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss? What is the din of halacha done by a czar? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf does the Gemara bring three sources that a czar is machalel avoda? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have the Mishnah with a list of the eight psuim for avoda? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn the source of the blood of an ashim is not applied to lamala above the chutta sikra? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn how carbon pesach is valid according to Ben Beser? We learn laila ein mechuser zman. That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about temporary dichui of a carbon, such as in the case of a mumer and shota? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf does Gemara bring four sources that an onan invalidates avoda? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that an onan's avoda regarding a carbon tzibur is maratze? It affects acceptance. That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have three opinions about which karbanos are pasul if their blood enters a heichal? That's on daf Yudalev. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn three principles of dichui? That's on daf Yudbeis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.